Where do people find belonging when they don't belong anywhere? The outcasts, the freaks, the people who can't sit still, who can't follow the rules, who won't be in a cubicle, who just cannot morph themselves into who society wants them to be. Where do they go? What happens to them? Some of them don't do well. We know that loneliness is one of the central drivers of all kinds of addiction and mental illness. But some of them find other collections of misfits to create spaces of belonging, spaces of community. That is a story for many of the entrepreneurs I know. They find connection and community with other entrepreneurs because they aren't going to be the people who are going to find their people in many other places. I will also say that Circus has been a great teacher for me about how to create belonging amongst those who have felt that they don't really belong anywhere else. So today I'm talking about finding connection and community among those who have traditionally been outcast or left out of spaces of belonging. I hope this inspires you to find your own place to play and to find your place of belonging alongside of other people who can see you for who you are and celebrate the gifts that you bring. Welcome to the Zen Founder Podcast. This is a place where we have conversations about mental health and entrepreneurship. We have a pretty broad conceptualization of what mental health means. Sometimes depression, anxiety, sometimes relationships or physical health. The goal here is to bring some calm into the crazy roller coaster of ups and downs that is life for many entrepreneurs. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Sherry Walling. I'm a clinical psychologist and an entrepreneur, married to an entrepreneur, live in the world of entrepreneurs, and I'm so pleased that you have joined us for this conversation. What does mental health look like? What do healers look like? This is what I look like today because I have found so much mental health, wholeness, wellness in movement, in creativity, in play, in the circus arts that I love so much that keep me in my body, in a little bit of glitter, in a bit of costume, and in the repetitive practice of courage. Of being brave enough to try new things, of being brave enough to bring myself to a performance and share my gifts with a group of people, and of being brave enough to be in a community where I see others and am seen and am actively someone who cheers people on, shines the spotlight on others, and receives that same kind of encouragement from other people. So there are so many elements of mental health that are present in this play practice. And it's why I am a huge advocate for hobbies and for forms of play for everyone, especially for people who spend a lot of their day jobs pushing themselves, entrepreneurs, high performers, folk who might not necessarily see the inherent value in play. But I will say that the more I play, the better I work, the better I rest, the better I parent, the more there is of me to give to the world, and the more versatility and flexibility I have in who I am able to be in all of the different domains of my life. So find yourself some fancy makeup and some butterfly outfit, whatever it is for you, but don't forget the imperative centrality of play for your mental well-being and for those around you, that the more you are engaged in play, the more you are free and alive and in color, the more you bring your gifts to those around you. So this is your daily reminder to go play. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode of the podcast. In the meantime, feel free to check out zenfounder.com for lots of resources about the kinds of conversations that we have on the podcast. You can get information about working with me, about maybe joining a Zen tribe. It's sort of like a mental health boot camp for entrepreneurs. We also have lots of content on our blog, links to resources in our courses and books for sale. So check us out there, and we hope to provide anything and everything that you might need to make the entrepreneurial life a little bit easier.